Look, up on the slopes. What is that? Well, it looks like a pair of cross-country skiers going downhill. No, it must be some alpine skiers with broken bindings. Wait, on closer inspection, it's...
those telly guys.
Is this thing on? Yes, I think it's working.
Hello?
Hello.
Is anyone there? Oh, Morgan.
Oh, Richard.
Oh, what a coincidence. Yeah, you're here?
Yes. Yes, we're here at the scheduled Zoom meeting time, and I believe it's time for those telly guys.
Season 3.
Absolutely. How have you been?
Wow. Yeah, well, we haven't spoken since last season, so it's good to hear your voice again. I'm okay. Yeah, very good. What about yourself?
Yes, I'm very good. I'm all rugged up and hiding away from the cold weather inside my rickety old house down in the suburbs. And yes, I'm, you know, it's somewhat bittersweet, the weather outside, but it looks like the conditions have been favourable for some early June snow, my friend. So, geez, am I excited to dust off the duckbill boots this season. And yes, as you know, I did tell you just earlier this morning, I have bitten the bullet and bought myself another epic pass. So I'm ready to go around again.
Yes, exactly. And like you say, it has snowed quite a bit and you're sitting down, rugged up, trying to keep safe from the cold, and I have ran off to the mountains. I'm in Jindabyne at the moment, looking forward to getting a few early season turns in when the lifts start turning earlier than scheduled on Saturday. Very exciting.
Do you know what's open? Have they just opened up like the Front Valley at Perisher? I'm assuming that.
Yeah.
What's the little place that you drive through on the way up to Perisher?
Schmiggin's Holes.
I was going to say Selwyn, but that's a different place. Smiggin's Holes. That's it, isn't it? Smiggin's Hole wouldn't be open, would it?
I don't know. I'm just assuming the V8's open and that's about it. But I'm hoping like the Leichhardt chair or one of the T-bars opens up as well. But I don't know. Like
not Blue Cow? You can't get it. Because you know, is it, well, Blue Cow you can't drive to, can you? It's, what's the other one I'm thinking of? Guthiger, like where the dam wall is.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Conceivably ski there.
I don't know. Like anywhere where they've made snow previously, it's big dump. I'm guessing it'll have some sort of base because once all that snow was quite dry that came down. I was in Buffalo working for 3 days and it was beautiful powder snow, but it would, once you compact it, it'll be nothing. It'll be a couple of centimeters, 10 centimeters maybe.
Yeah.
30 to 10. So I'm guessing they'll be trying to hold off until it consolidates a bit before they try and start grooming the whole mountain if they haven't made snow underneath. But anyway, couple of chairs will do me good, and it's good to go somewhere else. And Falls are opening too, and Hotham and Buller. So it's good to go somewhere else for an opening weekend other than Falls, just to see.
I didn't realise that Buller was opening.
Oh,
as
mate,
well.
They're all opening.
Yes, I did get the email. It was interesting because they actually came into my junk email folder. That
Buller stuff goes straight to my junk email too.
No, but both Falls and Hotham went to my junk folder, even though it said breaking inside square brackets. We're opening early.
Breaking news.
Yeah, there was some interesting discourse on one of the skiing related pages, I think, on Facebook about, I guess, you know, it's not really illegal or they wouldn't be doing it, but the cheeky behavior of the resorts to start charging people. Because I think, you know, when all this snow starts dumping early season, people, you know, like yourself, who have just nipped over to Perisher for the weekend, but other people go, oh, great, this might be a good chance to go up to False Creek and take my kids to play around in the snow for a cheap weekend of snow play and maybe plod around on some skis. And then the resorts go, well, actually, we're going to start charging you from this weekend as opposed to 2 weeks' time or 1 week time, whenever the season is 2 weeks' time, I think, when the season's meant to properly begin. So,
yeah, I don't know what the rules are around that, but... yeah, maybe there's an asterisk somewhere when they, you know, declared winter season is this, that, and the other, and perhaps there's a little asterisk that says, unless we decide to make it earlier.
Because you can guarantee that the resorts aren't going to start the declared season any later if there is no snow.
No, that's
the start
right.
Of
yeah.
The season.
Yeah, it's not like they go the other way. It's like, oh, look, no snow in June, so.
Yeah, so it's free.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. One pundit on the interwebs did say, I noticed, you know, if they're allowed to do this, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, then what's to stop them from starting to charge people in the middle of summer, you know, for coming up and enjoying the beautiful alpine environment. So interesting point, I thought. But as you said, I'm sure there is some sort of asterisk, you know, in the documents somewhere that says, oh, if there's snow falling, then they reserve the right to declare the ski season.
Yeah, the fact that the right to declare, even like, it just sounds very old English. It's like, if snow is above the ankle, you may declare the winter season.
Like, yeah, it sounds like some like rule at Wimbledon or something like that, doesn't it? It's all very just wanky.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all very good. But yeah, I'm surprised all the mountains opened early. Like I didn't think they would be about it. But here we go, because apparently even the resort, obviously Falls has the resort and the Lift Co. They're not the same company, and the resort, from whispers I hear around town, weren't that keen on opening early. But hey, they've done it, and here we go. We're into it. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if bloody at this point Mount Buffalo started turning their lifts again. You know, we're opening too. Here we go. Winter's on.
That's it. We should, well, you know, last season I proposed the campaign of bring back the buff. So we'll have to get some bumper stickers made, I think, Rich.
Yeah, maybe that'll get it off the ground. We didn't quite get enough lobbying behind us to get the lifts going last season. But look, we'll try again. But what a beautiful place to be. I was up there working this last week when all the snow started coming down. And it's just a magical place to be up at Buffalo with all those massive boulders covered in snow. And so there's something quite magical about it, and I think the history of it definitely adds to that when you see the chalet covered and you can kind of picture kind of what it used to be like, I guess, back in the day.
And I think adding to the magic would have to just be seeing someone in their GT Mustang spun out on the side of the side of the road.
It does add to the magic. Yes, just sort of Porsche and a Mustang both bloody stuck in the snow. Yeah. The poor old fella in the Porsche. That was quite funny. But yeah, this Porsche came ripping past and it snowed quite hard. So there's already a couple of inches on the deck and it was slop sliding all over the place. And then it tried to get out of Cresta on the first hairpin and you could just hear it losing its mind trying to get up there. And sure enough, they were stuck.
Oh, no.
Couple of visitors from Singapore, never been in those conditions. And it was a rental.
A rental Porsche.
Yeah. They rented a Porsche, goodness. Went up to Buffalo to have a look at the horn, and they did, and then got an experience they won't forget. Had to get the old truck up, but, you know, got him inside and gave him a cover to warm him up and helped him bring the right people so they get a truck. They just had no idea. But, I'm guessing they'll see a bit of that. But sports cars in the snow. Must be something about an Instagram photo or something. But take your chains if you can find them. They're incredibly hard to find, chains for those low-profile sports cars. Very hard.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking because, even if you could get chains to fit those wheels, which would often be quite like small in diameter but a really wide wheel, I just couldn't imagine how a chain could fit between the gap in between the tyre and the wheel arch without causing some sort of damage.
That's right. You'd be better off going to Puff Daddy and getting some chains from his neck and duct taping to the wheels because... You know, the usual conventional chains just don't fit.
Yes, indeed.
Very good. Well, yes, this episode, Morgs, I suppose we're going to just avoid the usual sort of segments such as promotional snow, the Bogong Bulletin and the rest of them. And we'll get stuck into that sort of stuff regularly in the next sort of few weeks. But we just want to pay homage to some of the things we've done in the past this episode and give the fans what they truly deserve. What are we doing?
As the listeners may know, if you have been with us since the beginning, and thank you to those that have stuck around for that wild ride of 2 years of those telly guys or two seasons of those telly guys. But we do like to, you know, produce parody songs from time to time, and we've amassed a large enough catalogue of these songs that we can actually do a top 10 countdown, Rich, which is going to be based on what?
Sort of made a formula to figure this out. And some of these songs might be piggybacking on good content of that episode. But anyway, rules are rules. So it's kind of, you know, how many days the episode has been out divided by a mean number of days that all the episodes have been out to get a good average. So it's fair, and then divide that by how many downloads I've had. It gives you a bit of a score for the best song.
Minus two if the weather was above 24 degrees that day.
Yeah, it was harder to crack than the Enigma code, put it that way. But we got
Fibonacci.
There.
Fibonacci.
Yeah, and the top 10 looks pretty good, I reckon. And we'll do a bit of a countdown, and we'll give a bit of a blurb for each song if we can remember what the hell they were all about.
Yeah, and we were talking off air, Rich, if I can just interject we started recording that, yeah, we'll sort of do this, just FYI to the listener that we'll be doing this mainly ad lib, or primarily ad lib. All I've got in front of me is a list of the top 10 songs, because Rich being the... the brains and the brawn behind this podcast production has done the algorithm for the top 10 songs. So he's just sent me the list, and we're just going to talk about them as, we actually tried to not talk about them before we started recording so that we can try and jog each other's memory.
Yeah, that's right.
As we go to air. It's all a surprise. It's all a big surprise to me.
Well, here we go. The top 10 songs for the Free Healers.
Number 10.
Boots for Peter.
Of course. Now, what an absolute classic. That has some really fond memories for me, Boots for Peter. And I suppose maybe we'll just talk about how that song came about. That was when we had Peter Shacklock.
Shacklock. I can't remember what it was.
Peter, if you're out there listening, thanks again, and hopefully we can finally meet you this season. Peter wanted to find a pair of 75 mil leather duckbill boots to go plodding around on. And what did we end up, I actually can't remember, like what did we do? Like, I think we ended up getting him boots from Brian, because that was what happened in the song.
Well, he at least called Brian, and I think he said next time he was up here, he was going to pop in and have a look. And I'm not sure if that actually happened with COVID last year or not. But
yeah, Brian's probably like thrown all the rest of those leather boots,
put them in the bin,
onto the bonfire in the backyard or something, and just burnt them all.
Watch the ghost of Sondre Norheim just shoot out from the boots.
Yeah, it's like a bit like when you've destroyed the final Horcrux in Harry Potter. You know, like you see Voldemort's soul dissipating into the atmosphere.
Anyway, here it is, Boots for Peter, number 10.
Options were slim. No particular boots were jumping out at him, so he tried something new. So he tried triple N while towing a sled. Said, "Stuff that, I'm getting leather instead." And he gave Brian a call. So we heard his voice on the end of the line. Said, "No worries, Pete, drop in anytime, and I'll sell you some leather boots." And Pete said, Okay, yeah. He said, "Okay, I'll buy some boots." And then he said, yeah, okay, Brian, I'll buy some boots. And then Brian said, "Okay, it's fine. No one wants them. They're old leather boots. You can have them. They're yours. Just take them. They're practically free. Have them."
Wow, that was good listening back to that, Morgs.
What an absolute banger. Yeah.
It was good to sing a song together. I think that might have been the first song we sang together, actually.
Now that you mentioned it, yeah, I think you're right. That was the first duet. Yeah. We had those two guitars at your place.
Yes, in the shed when we were renovating. Yeah.
Yeah, that was deep in the renovations.
Yes, it was.
Deep in the winter, deep in the renovations. So I think that was when around the time that Lucas came around to your place as well, and we had a bit of a catch up with him. That might have actually been when that song aired on that episode.
Could have been.
With Lucas.
Yeah. Looking forward to catching up with Lucas too. He's back from his overseas jaunt, so that'll be another episode at some point.
But number nine.
Number nine.
All righty. Yeah, coming in at nine.
Glad this made it into the top 10, the personal favorite. Now, this is, of course, the remix edit of this tune, Massive Dump by Mr. Samuel Ferguson.
Yeah, unfortunately, the original unabridged version of Massive Dump only came in at number 24, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is probably around about last. But the remix version somehow pushes its way into the top 10, coming in at number 9, which is, you know, featuring Steve Aoki and like Pitbull and all the likes, of course. You know, you can hear him say Mr. Worldwide at the start of the song. So it was really good to see a collaboration from Ferg and some of those big hitters from Hollywood.
Anyway, here it is, Massive Dump.
Dump up at Falls Creek overnight, 3¼ inches on the small base of snow.
Massive dump. Massive dump. Massive dump. Massive dump. Massive dump.
I heard there was a massive dump at Falls Creek overnight, 3¼ inches on a small base of snow.
Massive dump. Massive dump. Massive dump. Massive dump.
Oh, it gets me every time. That is a fantastic tune. And, you know, we've had a bit more than 3¼ inches, but this time on no base of snow. And hopefully it just keeps coming, more massive dumps.
Absolutely. Yeah, it could be. Well, isn't it meant to be like the third consecutive La Nina cycle? It's like it's above average chance of being La Nina again. Well, I guess it's good and bad because La Nina brings above average rainfall, but also above average temperature.
Yeah, John Pollock is who we caught up with, wasn't it? And look, we only need, as he said, even in these kind of warmer than average seasons, we just need a few big dumps, and that makes the Australian season pretty good. So anyway.
Absolutely.
Number eight.
Yeah, this was, number eight was one of my early songs, I think, actually suggested by my father. He said to do some sort of Tom Petty song. So this was a parody of Tom Petty's Free Fallin', but changed to Free Healin'. So a real homage to the free healing skiers out there. But yeah, the song was about a Telemark skier who has a love in his life, but she is a snowboarder, so he can no longer be with her because he's a free heel skier.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Anyway, here it is.
Right on past, and I'm a bad boy.
absolute belter, Morgs. Well done.
Yes. What a tune.
Number seven.
Number seven. Now, this is another duet of ours. There's a few that feature, this, but yeah. Last season, it's. I thought this would have been a bit higher because I think it's an absolute belter. But, you know, maybe next time we do this, it'll be higher. But Stuck in the Lift Line with You. And
yes, a parody of Stuck in the Middle of You by Steeler's Wheel, a classic song from the 70s or 80s. I'm actually not sure when that song came out. You'll have to ask your parents. But just a little bit of context to that. So this was like the one weekend that I managed to get up and go skiing. So we were obviously recorded it. We had been skiing for like maybe 1 or 2 days, I think, up at the resort already. That was when we did the Leather and Lace episode, I think, is when this song aired. It was sort of like peak social distancing type setup, you know, mask wearing indoors generally everywhere in Victoria. And the lift lines were chock-a-block because there wasn't much open at Falls Creek. You know, I think from memory, it was pretty much only that lakeside sort of stuff. I don't even think Ruin Castle wouldn't have been open, was it?
No, it was like Towers and Drovers. Drover's Dream.
Yeah, the Drover's Dream. Unbelievable. But anyway, that you know, there was whispers of, oh, yeah, it's only going to be, you only have to be on a chairlift with people that you actually know.
That's right. There
was people at the bottom saying, get on the chair, just get four on the chair. And we were
the drover was just getting the cattle through the gates, wasn't he?
Yeah,
down at Drover's Dream. Was.
So yeah, I think you know, that sort of inspired that song there, and you know, made us think of all the other frustrations that are associated with getting onto a chairlift in Australia.
That's right.
I do remember it taking, how many takes do we have to do of that song? Like, wasn't that we just kept like wanting to change like one or two things or add a little bit. I swear we did like five or six takes of it to record it, and it was like the middle of the night. And
I kept trying to play left-handed, which didn't help.
Anyway, here it is.
See that the conditions are shite. I'm so tired of waiting in line for the chair, and I know I'm gonna have to share. Ski school to the left of me, borders to the right. Here I am, stuck in the lift line with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the lift line with you, and I wonder what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep my top sheet safe, cause your board is all over the place. Ski school to the left of me, board is to the right. Here I am, stuck in a lift line with you. So you started out with chairlifts and you're trying to catch the palm of yeah. And the skiers in the lift line stand and shake their heads and say, to the left of me, borders to the right. Here I am, stuck in the lift line with you. Here I am, stuck in the lift line with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the lift line with you. Here I am, stuck in the lift line with you.
Lovely. That
an
just
absolute
got
belter,
me
yeah.
up and about. Yeah.
Disappointed that it wasn't higher, but yeah.
I know. Good. It should have been at least number six, but it's not. This is number six.
Number six.
Yes, number six was another solo one of mine.
Yeah.
This is, I somehow became obsessed a couple of years ago with the song Get Set by Taxi Ride. So I called this song Get Set as well. Well, that was, I didn't change the words Get Set from it, but it was about getting ready for skiing up Mount Bogong in the backcountry. So that's pretty much all it was. That was the long and the short of it. It was about making sure that you've got all your things. And I think I mentioned something about you know, forgetting your ski poles or ski gloves or something.
Gloves, I think. Gloves,
when,
I think. Yeah.
When you get to the top.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was, I think this song was when I started having a bit of a play around with, you know, doing my own backing vocals on GarageBand, because that was also in the midst of lockdown when there was not a whole lot to do, especially when you're a part-time uni student and you're bored of writing essays. So just get on GarageBand for 4 hours and muck around with that.
Here it is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Set the scene, COVID-19. We should be at Hotham or at Falls Creek. I'll find a place for us to ski alone here in the depths of our winter that is in Mount Buller.
Get packed, everybody. We're on our way to Bogong. Get packed, everybody. We're on our way to Bogong, and I will ski around. Put on your skins, let's elevate. Piss off your nice goggles, they're gonna break. You're sweating as you climb the spur. You reach the top, you're ready to drop in, but you forgot your ski gloves. Get packed, everybody. We're on our way to Bogong. Get packed, everybody. You can't go back to the car. But once you're a Cleco.
And geez, that really does get me ready for some backcountry. I'm ready to pack my bag after listening to that. Get everything in there. Won't forget my gloves, though.
Yeah, I am keen for a Bogong mission, just for old time's sake, really.
No, absolutely.
Number five.
Another one of yours.
Yeah, and I think this is the first ever one that I did, Total Eclipse of Telemark.
Oh, maybe this is the one with the woolen scarf in it. I think it is, actually.
Yeah, because I said, like, once upon a time you wore Hallie Hansen.
Yeah.
You ski in a woolen scarf.
Yes.
Obviously a parody of Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler, is it, that sings that song? You know, I'd thought Total Eclipse of the Heart, time to ski, Telemark. It fitted perfectly. So I was like, there has to be a song in here somewhere. So a song in there was. And it's just about converting from being a alpine skier to a Telemark skier.
And it's beautiful. Yeah, a tear comes to my eye when I hear that song. Absolutely.
Every time.
And here it is.
And I need you now tonight, and I need you more than ever. And if you only make those axles tight, you can free your heel forever. And you'll only be making it right, 'cause you could never alpine. Together we can free our heels one at a time. That stance is like a shadow on me all of the time. You don't know what to do and you're always in the dark. You're entering a hippie world and trying Telemark. I really need you tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Forever's gonna start. Once upon a time you were paralleling, but now your toes are drifting apart. There's nothing you can do. It's time to ski Telemark. Once upon a time you wore Helly Hansen, but now you ski in a woolen scarf. There's nothing I can say. It's time to try Telemark. There's nothing I can say, it's time to try Telemark. There's nothing I can say, it's time to try Telemark.
There it is, and I've just wiped that tear away now.
It's an absolute odyssey, that song.
Lovely.
Number four.
Number four, getting to the pointy end now. And this one is actually not by us, and I'm pretty sure it's an original by Yar Reeves, Lady Shredders. Now, this is going way back. Do you remember this song at all, Morgs?
Vaguely, yes. I remember that was, I don't remember if we aired it on the episode that we had her and Crowey on.
I think we might have. I'm going to have to go back and listen to them all. Time. Yeah. No, it was good. She's essentially, the song's about looking for the other lady telemark shredders and where they're hiding. There's one hiding in my room right now. She refuses to come on air. She's looking at me now, having a giggle. I'll try and get her onto the mic soon. But yeah, it's a very good tune. And I actually listened to it again the other day just to remember what it's all about. And yeah, I think hopefully this time, if there's more lady shredders listening to the podcast now that it's a bit older, it inspires you to get out there and then meet up with the other lady shredders and maybe even write a song for us too. And that's another thing. Like, if anyone's got their own songs, send them in. We'd love to play some other songs for the free healers that aren't by us. Other people would be great.
Yeah, songs or song ideas. If you have a great song idea, Rich and I love, as you can tell, we absolutely love getting together and just belting out a random tune. Doesn't matter how silly an idea it is, send it through and we'll definitely try to make it happen.
That's right.
We do quite enjoy that. So if you've got an idea or if you're musical yourself and want to throw one in, then just send it through
on
Facebook or whatever.
Certainly helps. Anyway, Lady Shredders, here we go. Nice one, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, great tune and thoroughly deserved in the top five there. Coming in at fourth in the countdown. So we're down to the top three, Rich. What? I'm just trying to search my mind. Search your feelings, Anakin, for what could possibly be in the top three. You know, we've gone 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. And I'm trying to think what other songs are out there that could feature in the top three. It's going to be interesting. I've got a couple in mind, but it'll be interesting to see whether it's those ones that I'm thinking of that come in. Number three, Rich, I believe is one of yours.
Number three.
It is. It's a surprising one. I reckon this is one that might be piggybacking on an episode that has some good content, but it's called Curiosity and it's a parody of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. And just like Total Eclipse of Telemark, it's about a skier converting to Telemark for the first time. And because they're curious about, you know, those skiers that drop their knees and his journey to becoming a Telemark skier, or her journey to becoming a Telemark skier. So yeah, Curiosity. This is it.
I see a skier coming, they're sliding down the slope. I've never seen bindings like that, and geez, those turns look dope. Lunging down the fall line, making it look easy. so you've certainly caught my curiosity. So I went down to the rentals to trade my alpines in. They all shook their heads and laughed at me as I took those Telemark skis, and I brought some brand new boots that seemed to bend easily. And then I went back to the ski fields to start dropping some knees. Well, learning wasn't easy, I sure ate a lot of snow. One tip started helping me, and that was look where you wanna go. Now I'm lunging down the fall line, making it look easy. And I see you looking at me with curiosity.
And I sure hope there's more people with the same curiosity this season about getting into Telemark. Hopefully, Morgs, there is.
Absolutely. Hopefully we can get up there and show people what it's all about. And maybe, just maybe, this year I'll make it to the Backcountry Festival.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it? I'm certainly curious if that has to run this year, surely. Surely. Yeah. Yeah. Fingers crossed. We'll have to check in with the organizer again. Yeah, hopefully it goes ahead. And we can get together to celebrate all things backcountry. And I've got some other curiosities too about trying NTN for the first time. That was something we had a plan to do on the first season, but obviously never happened. And we had teed up.
That's right. Yeah, we were gonna. Yeah, we were going to try that through Everest Sports. Friends of the show, down in Bright. Yeah, up at the Backcountry Festival, we were kindly permitted to get out on some NTN gear this year, hopefully.
Yeah, I just worry that I might feel like bloody Peter Parker when he's trying the black suit out for the first time in Spider-Man 3, you know.
Start to Venom or whatever.
Well, just start dancing like an asshole. Like, I don't want to do that either. Like, that's just, I'm scared anyway.
Yeah, just you start skiing down like the summit at Hotham and just like taking out groups of school children in a ski lesson. Like, get out of the way.
Anyway.
Number two,
Morgs. What have we got?
Well, number two was one of your inventions, a fantastic song, a parody of The Flight of the Conchords back from when they had their television show, which was set of, like, you know, them being in America, I think, or was it in New Zealand? I don't know. Anyway, I think they lived in America, but
they did.
Yeah, a parody of one of their songs from that show, which was just fantastic. I couldn't get enough of it. I was singing it all around the house as I was doing the dishes when you first sent it to me, and you called it Corny Snow. So it was a real, I guess, homage to spring skiing, I suppose. Rich, do you want to talk to that?
Yeah. Leggy Blonde is the original tune, and yeah, Corny Snow. Obviously, you know, skier, very, very elated with corn snow, loves it, goes up there, finds it, but is sad because it's starting to melt and disappear. So it's kind of a goodbye song to the corn snow that was slowly but surely making its way down the various streams and watercourses into the valleys below as it melted quite quickly with the rain in spring last year. We certainly got a bit, but anyway, this is it, Corny Snow.
Corn snow, goodbye, goodbye. Corn
For number one, Morgan.
Number one.
And is this, do we do it like the Triple J Hottest 100 and play the number one song twice? Or
yeah.
And the listeners away.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or they can play it twice if they rewind, play it again.
Yeah, rewind it.
They can hear my slightly out of tune guitar. Yeah, anyway, despite that, number one. It was COVID-19.
I remember this. This was the very end of the first season, Rich. Obviously, this is a parody of Red Gum. I was only 19, but really just summed up our...
It did.
I guess we were just trying to make fun, make light of the absolute schmozzle that 2020 was and what it was for our lives in Victoria, but also just for the ski season as well, which evidently wasn't really much of a ski season because there was no snow pretty much. But
yeah,
it was just, you know, it was a funny song and well-deserving winner of the Hottest 100 or the Hottest 10, whatever you would like to call it.
But anyway, it was COVID-19. Here it is.
Saw the season pass away from Yoko Kogan. It was a long flight from Melbourne. The southern winter was the next to come, and those telly guys were keen to ski. But a virus wiped us off our feet. And Andrews pressed a button that made winter disappear. He said, free hill is no more skiing, and don't get on the biz. And there's me with my face mask and my social distancing. Oh, God help me.
It was COVID-19.
in Melbourne to the grass at Hellman's Gap. It was a winter devoid of any snow. They sat there in their homes dreaming of backcountry laps up on Bogong, their favorite place to ski. Can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't drop a knee? My COVID test is negative and I really wanna ski. And what's this cough that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? Oh, God help me. It was COVID-19. Oh yeah, God help me. It was COVID-19.
And there we have it, Morgs, the top 10 songs for the Free Healers, for the fans out there. Are you happy with the top 10?
Yeah, I'm happy with the top 10. I'm trying to think, like, yeah, I guess it's hard to think now of all of the songs that we have produced.
There's thousands.
I'm just trying to think, like, you know, obviously I've got this list in front of me, but I'm trying to think of other songs that we have made, and you know, I'm happy I think that these songs are thoroughly deserving of being in the top 10, and you know, it's been great fun to think back to some of the musical prowess that we have delivered for the show. As we were saying before we went to the songs, it was something that we have talked about for quite a while. Yeah, and I think you're right, we did talk about, oh yeah, we'll do it over New Year's, like a little New Year's special, but then we didn't, or Christmas special, something like that. But anyway, I think it's a good idea that we've done it now as a little preview to the season. The season will, I guess, our podcast season will actually launch in a few weeks' time.
And
it'll be good to get stuck into it from there. But this is good just to loosen up those vocal cords, you know, similar to, Mark Tubby Taylor when calling Peter Siddle's hat trick, in that test at the Gabba. it's been good.
Excellent. Yeah. It's good to catch up with you again, Morgs. And hopefully if we do this again, some of the other songs will make their way into the top 10, like At the Bellows. I really enjoyed doing that one. But am I ever going to tele-ski again? That was really good. Didn't quite make it into the top 10.
Oh, true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one I forgot about that didn't make it in. Oh, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was a very recent song, though. That was probably the last one, I reckon, that I did by myself.
Yeah. I reckon At the Bellows.
It looks like perhaps this, this list does seem to be heavily skewed towards older songs, so maybe the older songs have an advantage, or maybe they've just simply got the wood over the newer songs.
It's got the wood. All right, mate, thanks very much.
Yes, it's been nice to catch up, and enjoy the skiing up at Perisher.
Will do. We'll catch you later. Bye.
Those Telly Guys hope you have enjoyed this program. We'd love to hear from you. Please get in touch at thosetellyguys@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this show, please subscribe for more fun episodes. Otherwise, you can find us on Instagram. Thank you.